Thank you, Mr. Chairperson, and good morning, everyone. I would like to join the chair's expression of gratitude to all the panelists for having joined us for this session, and we are very much looking forward to learning from you on this extremely important topic. As it was clear to all of us also in yesterday's opening statement by the President of the Human Rights Council, Ambassador Omer Sniber, the importance of this particular mandate cannot be overstated. It comes at a very important juncture where we are in the global arena witnessing many important, also parallel processes tackling these issues that concern the mandate that we will talk about today. We are, on the one hand, working at the time when states are negotiating a new internationally legally binding document, and we hope that also the process within this advisory committee could be informative for this state-led process. And on the other hand, we are also now meeting at a time when the International Court of Justice is deliberating on what are the legal obligations of states in connection to the climate change. And as we all know, climate change has close interlinkages also with the issues of plastics and their implications for human rights, including from the perspective of the right to clean, healthy, and sustainable environment, among others. So it is my great pleasure, really, to have you all with us today, and I'm very much looking forward to this debate that will importantly support the work that we are supposed to conduct under this mandate. And I will definitely appreciate your guidance also in the months to come when we will proceed with the next steps under this mandate. So thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor.